in getting back to Guantanamo and the USA Patriot Act, it seems as if the administration doesn't trust courts. So it's one branch of government not trusting another branch. The executive branch is not trusting the judicial branch. And it appears as if it's overstepping it. I mean, can the executive branch tell the judiciary, actually, you have to butt out of this? I mean, ultimately, it's up to the judiciary through the Supreme Court whether or not a court can or can't hear an appeal. Also, on the Guantanamo situation, again, the administration feels that it has the right to designate who is or is not a POW, a prisoner of war. But like you mentioned, the Pentagon's very nervous that maybe Hussein next year or next month might decide, well, I get to decide whether these are POWs or just terrorists. And terrorists need to be executed or summarily tried. It seems like the administration just doesn't understand the Constitution or the courts.
Well, that's broad. On Guantanamo, it's, you know, the U.S. had both the courts, the U.S. courts it could have gone to try to prosecute people who had anything to do with September 11, or arguably people in Afghanistan maybe who committed horrible international law violations. It also could have gone to international, to existing and soon to be international bodies which historically have dealt with horrible acts. You know, instead it chose to try to make up a brand new thing that was sort of loosely based on military courts, but without many of the safeguards that even the military courts have built into them. I think that the fact that we're seeing them sort of back off of some of that is interesting. In fact, in the original military order, it said that the decisions of that court were not appealable to any other court, including the Supreme Court. Well, you know, I mean, you know, give me a break. You know, everybody basically said, no, you got to have some kind of appeal here. You've got death sentences. You've got this weird, weird new beast, and you're not going to allow, you know, people to appeal those decisions. It's ludicrous on its face. And in fact, I think the government's so far overreached in the kinds of things that it's done, you know, in the military order, in the USA Patriot Act, in cutting out people's right to have conversations with their lawyers, in detaining, you know, in basically rounding, you know, more than 1,000 people up and not telling anybody who was detained at first and making sure they had lawyers and, you know, and now still keeping people held and starting to use, you know, secret proceedings. Those kinds of things are cumulative. And while people initially were willing to say, okay, the government should do what it needs to do, the cumulative weight of all of this stuff is being felt. You know, you're seeing the main U.S. newspapers starting to complain about things and procedures. They certainly complain about the military commissions. And they're complaining about a variety of other kinds of things. You've got some bills coming forward in the Congress that are to try to deal with some of the in a limited way with some of the worst of the USA Patriot and other provisions. And I think, you know, I think sort of the people on the street, the more they're hearing about some of this stuff, are saying, well, you know, I'm not sure we need to do all of this stuff. Let's take another look at this and see what's, you know, make sure that we didn't go too far.
So there is hope.
I don't think that's surprising. I think that people are sort of recovering from the shock and saying, okay, well now, wait a minute, what, you know, the dust is clearing and what do we do? You know, is this really what we needed to do or what we want, you know, what we wanted to do? Is this, you know, are we going to create a country we don't recognize by doing this kind of stuff? You know, and so obviously some of the same kind of questions are asked about on the war kinds of issues about, well, you know, are we, where does it end?